At Village Park in Wellington, Florida, a group of retirees are reliving their youth in a parking lot. On one end, a 3-foot fence marks the end of the outfield. At the other end, a square drawn in chalk on the blacktop marks home plate. Every few seconds, a yellow rubber ball is launched into the air, and the men laugh and joke as they call out for it. This is the Palm Beach Senior Stickball League, and Luis Hernandez from Here and Now contributor WLRN has its story.
Every time you play, you go back to your childhood, you think you're 15 years old, and you remember the good times, and you just associate it with your childhood, and it just makes you feel great, makes you feel young.
That's Ron Vernon, president of the Palm Beach Senior Stickball League, which has 7 teams with names like Pilots, Stickmen, and Ballbusters. Vernon, like his teammates, mentions his old stomping grounds when he introduces himself.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, Coney Island to be exact.
76-year-old Alan Goldberg is watching the game. He can't play anymore because of his knees, but he's captain of a team, and he's one of the co-founders of the league. Goldberg comes out for the same reason any of the players do.
You go back 50 or 60 years, 60 years for me, you know, like I was 16 years old.
Stickball was popular in northeastern cities like New York and Philadelphia through much of the early and mid-20th century. It was played with a pink rubber ball called a Spalding. The rules vary depending on the neighborhood. The Palm Beach League plays by automatics rules, Ron Vernon explains.
In other words, there's no running of the bases. There's a double line, a triple line, and a home run line.
A player from the team that's batting does the pitching. A batter gets 6 pitches. After that, you're out. Any fly ball caught is an out, and stopping a ground ball is an automatic out. Carl Childs remembers the version he played in his neighborhood.
We played in the streets in Brooklyn. I lived on East 18th between UNT, and we used to call East 18th Street Skinny Stadium because we used to play right down the middle with the cars on both sides.
When it's time to hit, every player walks over to the half dozen bats leaning against the utility box. A stickball stick is as long as a broomstick handle, usually, but just a little thicker. You can get them at sports stores. But some of these guys go to Home Depot to get really good broomstick handles. Harlan Beispiel used to use his mother's broomstick.
In those days, you know, we wouldn't tell our moms that we took it. We'd sneak it out and then screw it back in.
Do you ever break one and have to explain it to
your
mom?
Not mine. I was lucky. I never broke mine.
These guys still decorate and tape their stickball sticks just like they did as kids.
Guys will carve thunder on it, lightning on it, you know, just like the natural. There are a few of them running around here, but it's funny. Guys love it.
Ron Vernon's talking about Robert Redford in the movie The Natural, which, by the way, he named his bat Wonder Boy, but it did have a thunderbolt on it. Mike Lupica, sports writer for the New York Daily News, stopped by the park to watch some of the game. He believes what leagues like this do is keep history alive, at least for now.
There's a great charm to it. There's a great romance to it. And everything the guy said about getting, what he just said about being 15 years old for an hour every Friday, that's a good deal.
There are 110 players in the Palm Beach Senior Stickball League, and they're always looking for more. The season ended back in April. It starts up again in October, but they still play regular pickup games all summer. For Here and Now, I'm Luis Hernandez in Palm Beach.